Thanks, Elaine, very much.
I want to tell you a true story. In September this year, my car broke down on a very busy roundabout. If any of you know Essex and the Army and Navy roundabout on the A12, you'll know where I mean. And I had an aunt and uncle in the back in their 80s. That day they got more excitement than they thought on that trip.
Can we show them, John, a picture of a breakdown truck? Because I got on the telephone.
You do it for me, John. You can imagine a breakdown truck, can't you? And I phoned and there someone said one is going to come. Has anyone got a Lego breakdown truck? I haven't got one, I'm afraid. I have to manage without. But anyway, they said they would send a breakdown truck. We sat there and waited. But then my mobile rang. Anyone guess what it would be? Why should I receive a phone call at that time? Anyone guess? It's working. Someone said we're from Quest Motors and we want to tell you that the breakdown truck has just left. So there we were sitting and waiting for this breakdown truck. And sure enough, it did arrive in the end. Now I brought with me one of my toys and I want two volunteers. One to lift up a blanket, and one to move it over here. Come on then. You've got the blanket. Lift the blanket up. What do you think I've got there? What do you think that toy is? Go on. There we are. Now move it over near the front where they can all see, will you?
Quite right.
I have a lovely, you can sit down now, breakdown truck. You can come and play with it afterwards if you like. Good to share.
Why should I tell you about all this? I was reminded of this when I was looking at the passage that Elaine read just now.
These are five of the themes in that passage. Breakdown, when things go wrong and are not working properly. Rescue promised. Can we have that on the screen? Because I had that phone call saying, someone is on the way. Help is coming, and I was delighted. But then time came when it actually was here. Someone not just saying, we will send, or it's on the way, it actually arrived. And I can tell you, we received the help that that gentleman, with all his equipment, could offer very eagerly. We were pleased to see him. All these themes are in the Bible, in this passage. So I want to tell you another true story. God made a wonderful world. God has such great power that when he speaks the word, it is done. I expect some of you parents wish that your words, your children, would have such a perfect and immediate reaction always. But we're not like God in that. But in this passage that Elaine read, in verse 3, it says that through God all things were made. When God wanted, he spoke, and the universe was created, including people like you and me, into whom God breathed his life and light. The trouble was, a terrible breakdown occurred. People got fed up with God and wanted nothing more to do with him. They wanted to run their lives their way without him. And so friendship with God broke down and they couldn't make it better again. And if you look around, families and the world, you sometimes see evidence of that still these days. That people who ought to get on well with each other don't. And some hate others and will fight and there are wars. So sometimes these days our relationships break down and that is very sad. But the most sad breakdown is when people can't relate to God and can't mend the breakdown themselves. It's sad and painful because we were all designed for that friendship with God. And we don't go very well without God in our lives. While leaving God out, things sometimes become very dark. Breakdown occurs. Sin is a shorthand word for that breakdown.
But we have some wonderful things to say.
Because God promised rescue. Do you remember my rescue company said, we will send someone to rescue you. Well, we've seen that our relationship with God has broken down. But thankfully, God promised rescue. For example, one of the Old Testament prophets, Isaiah, said, a special child will be born, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. God would come to restore peace to his creation, where war had broken out, where there was breakdown. And Micah promised a new and divine ruler would come from humble Bethlehem. Yes, rescue was promised by God. But you remember I had that phone call from the office of Quest Motors. The person who phoned said the breakdown vehicle is on the way. It had just left, rescue was coming, and we were encouraged. But the person who rang wasn't in the breakdown truck. They were there in the office, but they knew it was on the way. Part of that passage was about John the Baptist. He brought news that God's rescue was soon to arrive. Our passage said that. In verse 6 it says, there came a man who was sent from God, his name was John. And then verse 8 makes it clear, he himself was not the light. But he did come to tell people that this rescuer who would shine light into darkness was very soon coming. And soon, God the rescuer was here. Because verse 14 in that passage speaks about the Word who had created everything becoming flesh and lived on this earth. And it's referring to Jesus. And that baby, we remember perhaps in Bethlehem, grew up to be a man. Oh, what do you think of when you think of our breakdown in our friendship with God? What does God say about it? What word has God got to speak about it when our relationship with him is broken down? One big word was God's answer. Jesus, the coming of Jesus. Do you get the picture? God who spoke and brought the universe into being was so sorry to see people missing out on friendship with him. And he loved the world so much. He didn't send somebody else. He came himself. He came to the world he'd made, his world, to rescue it, including the people he'd made. But amazingly, some people didn't like him. Some people didn't receive him. In fact, they schemed to have him killed. To many of them, he was the unexpected word. You might think many of them should have been expecting him because they knew about those Old Testament prophets who said God would send a rescuer. They should have been looking for him. And John the Baptist had pointed him out, who he is. To many, he was the unwanted word, even though they so much needed him. But he wasn't just the unexpected word to everybody. Some received him. And our passage says that God made a wonderful promise to those who received Jesus, his son. To all who received him, that's Jesus, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Then with other Christians, if you become a believer in Jesus, you too can call this great God who made the universe and you, your heavenly Father. You're in relationship with him, becoming one of his children. Instead of being at war with him, one of his enemies, you can be his children, never to be made an orphan again. Which is it for you this morning? Rescue received or rescue rejected? You see, someone in a broken down car could refuse to accept help when the breakdown vehicle arrives. They could tell the driver of the breakdown truck, please go back to the garage. We've got quite used to being broken down here. It's always interesting on this roundabout. Always something going on. We're content with life the way it is. You would think it very strange if that happened. Remember, what Christmas tells us is that God has done his bit. He didn't have to. Nobody made him come here to sort out the mess. He chose to repair the breakdown. He planned a perfect rescue. He told us that one day this rescuer would come. And he sent John the Baptist to tell us plainly, the rescuer has arrived, is here. And Jesus himself made that rescue possible in his perfect life, his death, and his resurrection. God's done his bit. Now it's over to you and me. What is our response going to be? Maybe you approached this Christmas not expecting God to speak to you in particular. Perhaps thought it must be for other people. But perhaps you have found God is beginning to speak to you in a new way. You're finding God speaking to you even this very day. Maybe God is becoming to you the unexpected word. You didn't expect him to come to you. You knew other people followed him, and you thought you were always being a spectator. But this morning, perhaps, God is saying, you could be included. Because when Jesus came, it was love for every individual person. Perhaps it's dawned on you this Christmas that God's love, God's rescue that we celebrate is for you. Because yes, God is seeking a place in your life. Have you kept him out the last few days, this month, this year? God wants a key place in your life. Doesn't want you to keep him out and not be friends with him anymore. You know, one Christmas like this comes seemingly to older people quick enough, one after another. Which are you as each Christmas comes round? A spectator? An onlooker? As if you're just watching some story for somebody else that doesn't mean anything to you? Or is it becoming personal? Are you realizing that the truth that Jesus came for you means that he still offers that life for you? And you could live in friendship with God the rest of the time if you choose. If you want to accept him as your rescuer today, you can. Whoever you are, whatever your name is, however old you are, whatever your background, doesn't matter. If you know this morning that your relationship with God has been breaking down and you want it restored and healed, then you can by coming to Jesus, the great rescuer and healer. I hope every time you see a breakdown truck, at least for a while, it will remind you that Jesus is the great rescuer for the worst breakdown human beings have ever known.